Well, this morning we want to, we've been talking about rules for a joyful life. And in Sunday school we talked about Romans chapter 8. And we talked about how sometimes it's not always, how did you word it, Carol? He didn't promise us a garden full of roses, isn't that how you said it? And so sometimes life isn't always a box of chocolates, right? It's not always the way things that we want things to go. And sometimes we experience those groaning pains that talks about in Romans chapter 8, the trials and tribulations, the hard times. And so this morning I really want to focus on how do we have joy in the hard times of life. And the first thing that we want to talk about is remember to rest. Remember to rest. Our God is a God of rest. In Matthew 11, 28 through 30, he says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden or heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." God wants us to find rest. Rest for our soul, rest for our body. And we see this all the way back at the beginning when God created the earth in 6 days, and then he rested on the seventh. Exodus 34:21 says, "6 days you shall work, but on the seventh day you shall rest. In plowing time and in harvest you shall rest." Resting is so important to being restored, to keeping our joy full. God is a God of rest, and he commands us to rest. It's one of the Ten Commandments, is to keep the Sabbath day, the day of rest. In Jeremiah chapter 6, verses 16 says, "Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths where the good way is and walk in it, and then you will find rest for your souls." And Jeremiah is speaking to these people, and they are not following after God's ways. They are not walking in the path that God would have them to go. And so he again commands them and says, "Stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths where the good way is and walk in it." What we were talking about Sunday school this morning, that the Christian life is about walking in up the path every moment of every day. So many times we've lost the mindset, we've lost sight of what that path looks like. But we are to walk in it, and then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, "We will not walk in it." And unfortunately, that's what you see around us today. God has laid out the plan. God has laid out what he wants for us. It's not hard. It's not heavy. But sometimes we are just not willing to walk in it. He wants us to rest, not only from our labors at times, but also in his presence. Acts chapter 17 says, "God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of man to dwell on the face of this earth, and he has determined their preappointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. And as also some of the poets have said, for we are also his offspring." God is with us. He is never far from us. The psalmist said in chapter 25, verses 4 and 5, he said, "Show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, For you are the God of my salvation, and on you I wait all the day. God wants us to rest in Him. Wait on Him. Isaiah chapter 40 says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth? He neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail. But those who wait on the Lord, shall renew their strength, and they shall run. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Resting is so important to living the life that God wants us. He wants us to have a joyful life. And part of living the way God wants us to is to have regular times of rest. It's so important. So that's one thing we must remember. Even during the good times, but especially in the hard times, remember to rest. Remember to meditate on God's goodness. Remember to spend time in prayer with the Lord. Don't forget to take time for your body to rest. You know, when we think of somebody who has a surgery, Joe just had her knee replaced, Rick just had open heart surgery. How long is that now? 4 weeks you had open heart surgery? 7 weeks? My goodness, time flies. When we think of that, we think, you need rest, right? When somebody goes through, you need rest. We understand that the physical body, it needs to be resting in order to heal up. And our soul is the same way. We must understand that when we go through painful, traumatic experiences. You know, a family here in our community this week lost a little one-year-old baby. And it takes time. It takes rest for that soul to heal. Because that physical trauma is just as real as the trauma to our soul. It's just as real as the trauma that hurts our heart. And so we must understand that God's rest is so important. Another important thing to remember when we're going through hard times in our life, and that is to be a part of the body, a part of the body of Christ. The body shares in our losses, and it lifts us up, encourages us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many." And then in verse 26, it says, "If one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it." Being a part of the body of Christ is so important as we go through the hard times. To have people who are there to encourage us, to give us hope, to strengthen us, to allow us to cry on their shoulder, to hold our hand, give us a hug, to be there with us. Endure the suffering together. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, it says, "Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if there is any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, Let each esteem others as better than himself. And let each of you look out not only for your own interests, but also the interests of others. And Galatians 6:2 says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. This body here, this family of God, is a place where we come together, not of selfish ambition, not to see what I can get out of this, but to minister to one another, to help each other, to build each other up, to strengthen each other in our faith. And it's so important, especially during the hard times of life, to be a part of a body that demonstrates the love that God has given to us. And Ecclesiastes talks about how there two is better than one, whether it's you get lost out in the cold, two people can warm each other up, but how will one person get cold, get warm? And so it is with the body of Christ. It is so much better to go through life with people who love God, with people who are for your friends. And the third thing is, we want to remember as we go through the trials of life, is that we are deeply, deeply loved by God. There is not one day that we go through where God's love does not surround us, where we are not given the hope that comes from God. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. We must never forget, even in the deepest and darkest of times, that God is there and his love for us cannot end. There's nothing that can separate us from God's love. Psalms 46:10 and 11 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. God loves us and he is always with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And of course, nothing will separate us from God's love. And Gaylord read Romans 8:35 through 39 earlier. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Is there anything that can separate us? And he answers that in verse 38. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor nothing nor the things present nor the things to come nor height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. It doesn't matter what struggle we go through. It doesn't matter what pain we face. God's love is there for us. In Ephesians chapter 3, Paul says, for this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he who would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints, what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And to him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. What an amazing love that God has for us. Beyond knowledge, beyond understanding, his love knows no boundaries. One day a beautiful but a very troubled little girl came through the door of my day nursery. From the very beginning, I became captivated by this child who had so little but needed so much. I was heartbroken that a four-year-old could suffer such a heartache and pain. She was born in prison after her mom had used marijuana, crack, and cocaine her entire pregnancy. This little girl was nonverbal and had very little control. I knew her progress would be a mighty battle. And whenever somebody approached her, she became violent for long periods and ended up in a fetal position on the floor crying out. I found myself praying for her day in and day out. And as months rolled on, I began to bond with this child that no one wanted. She and I worked very hard, taking one step forward and four steps back. Daily, we sat together in a big rocking chair in my office, swaying back and forth. And during our rocking time, I would sing "Jesus Loves Me." And she always settled down and became very still at the melody. And though she never spoke, peace seemed to fill her face as she listened to the song. One day, after a very long battle, I held my special girl to again calm her fears and pain. In silence, we rocked back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And she looked up at me with tear-filled eyes and spoke for the first time, "Sing to me about the man who loves me." And blinking back tears of joy, I knew the battle had been won. Let's pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, you are the man that loves us. You have demonstrated your love for us in ways that we couldn't even imagine. You showed your love on the cross. You gave your life for us. Lord, no matter the trial, no matter the temptation that we go through, Lord, you are there for us. Your desire is not to give us a life weighed down, burdensome. Lord, to free us, but to free us from our sin and to give us hope. Lord, we do struggle under the weight of sin. We do struggle under the weight of this world, which is cursed by sin. Lord, we do know those groanings. It's talked about in Romans chapter 8. As we look forward to the redemption of our bodies. But Lord, we also know grief and loss from those who have gone before us. And we look forward to being reunited with them as well. Lord, you know that we are but dust, but you have made us in your image. So we pray that your Spirit would also give us the strength that we need to endure each and every battle that we face, and to be able to find rest and joy even in the midst, because you are the greatest God. You are the only God, and you love us so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's rise for our last song in closing, and that is Be Still My Soul.